more grounded. We are breaking down the narrative of Acts chapter 9, the life of Saul, his encounter with Jesus. This encounter changed the world. There are encounters that literally transform the world. No exaggeration. This moment in history literally changed the world. How much did it change the world? Do me a favor and look around you right now. You wouldn't be here, arguably, in this auditorium if this moment would not have taken place. This is the beginning of the gospel reaching the Gentiles. The Gentile is a fancy biblical word for non-Jews. This is the moment. One man had an encounter with God, all because God wanted more of him, more from him, to do more through him. More grounded, Acts chapter 9. Saul was uttering threats of every breath. He was eager to kill the Lord's followers. He went to the high priest. He requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus. This guy was en route to Damascus, asking for the cooperation in the arrest of any of the followers of the way, capital W. He wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. Oh, wow. As he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" My prayerful declaration is that this will be a summer of more. Somebody say more. More of God's presence, more of God's power, more God ideas. How many of y'all need God to put an idea in your mind that'll change your life? How many believe God can give you ideas? Have you ever had a moment where you were just like, all of a sudden, bam, where did that come from? Right? God ideas, more of God's, more of the Father's love, more of the Son's freedom, more of the Spirit's power, more Holy Spirit inspired creativity, ingenuity, innovation, more of God, more from God, more for God. There must be more. So if you want more, then this Saul encounter provides a biblical hack that will change your life. I want to review from last week real quick if you weren't here. More of God's demands, less of your way. Our opinions, our feelings, our plans and desires must surrender to God's word, will, and way. God's plan for you is greater than your opinion regarding your own life. Matthew 6:10, thine will be done. More of God ignites the light that makes all darkness fall. What does that mean? Remember last week, the light showed up, darkness fell. Hey, stop wasting your time in trying to get rid of the darkness. I'm gonna say that one more time. Stop wasting your time in trying to get rid of the darkness in your life. Or we waste a lot of time in trying to get darkness out of the people that surround. When we love people, we hate to see them bound by darkness. So many of us exert an incredible amount of energy trying to get the darkness out for when. No, your job is not to get rid of the darkness. Your job is to turn on the light. Because every single time you turn on the light, darkness has to flee. John chapter 1, verse 5. In other words, turn Jesus on. In your faith, in your family, in your finances, in your health, in your mind, and in your calling, and every vestige of darkness will fall. Number three, more of God requires grounded conversations. We found that out last week. He had a conversation with God when he fell. Some of the best conversations with heaven take place when you're going through hell. I'll repeat that. Some of the best conversations with God take place not when you're on your feet, but rather when you are on your face. More of God requires you to make room for holy disruptions. Here it is. He fell to the ground and heard a voice. Now, just like with Saul, the creator of the universe, the architect of life, the sustainer of eternal truth, the one that created you has a plan for you. And he will interrupt your now in order to secure your next. I want to put this in perspective. This guy was en route to Damascus. He was en route to Damascus. He had acquaintance. She's So last minute, couldn't find anybody else. So I said, might as well go in. So he said, I mean, I could have gone to Screen Actors Guild, but couldn't find anyone there. And he says, always wanted to be in movies and productions and all that. And it was just, so this is called creativity, right? So he was en route to Damascus or a treadmill or a Peloton, whatever it is. It was better in your head than it was in actual life. And he was en route when all of a sudden Jesus shows up and interrupts his journey. I have a question for you. Did Jesus ask him permission to show up? No. Did Jesus slide him a DM to show up? No. Anyone over 60? What I just said regarding sliding a DM. All right, do you know department DMV? Nothing to do with that. So did Jesus didn't ask permission. Jesus didn't go, hey, I'm going to text you, man. I'm going to show up. Jesus just showed up. I'm here to tell you God doesn't need your permission to show up suddenly in your life or in the life of the people you love. The God that we serve has the power to show up with or without your permission. And he interrupted this man's journey. And it looked like this. Ready? Spotlight. It looked like this. Bam. He shows up, the light shines, and he fell completely to the ground. He was grounded. The light shows up, spotlight, he was grounded. Interrupted. This is called a divine interruption, a holy disruption. I don't know about you, Sam Rodriguez, we all have a Damascus. We were all en route somewhere. I was en route to what? A computer engineering career with IBM. When God suddenly disrupted my plan, did this to me, and said, I'm going to interrupt your plan. I'm going to interrupt this program. When I was growing up, they don't do this nowadays too much. When I was growing up, there would be television programs that would be interrupted. We interrupt this program. If you remember that, raise your hand. You just aged yourself. You did. Like millennials are going like, what just happened? That's never happened in my life. We would be watching anything. We interrupt this program for a special announcement, for a special message from the president, for this, for that. We interrupt this program. His program was interrupted. I am grateful that God interrupted Sam's program. How many are grateful now that God showed up in your life and interrupted your life? How many of you here were en route somewhere and God said, I'm not even asking you permission. I'm going to show up right here in your life. I'm going to interrupt your plan because the plan I have for you is greater than the plan you have for yourself. How many wouldn't even be here right now if God would not have interrupted your plan? How many are grateful that he did? How many were a bit confused when he did it and you were asking questions like, what in the world's going on? But now you look back and you're grateful to God that he showed up when he showed up. How many can come in agreement that the same God that did it for him, did it for you, will do it for the people you love in your life? All right, here's one more question. How many believe that the God that interrupts and disrupts, holy disruption, divine interruption, how many believe that God can do it sooner than later in the people you love? All right, let me give you a verse. Take a screenshot of this verse. You need to take it. This is your summer verse. Here it is. Isaiah 46, verse 13. Here it is. This is the word of the Lord for you. I am ready to set things right in your life. Not in the distant future. This should prompt at least two hallelujahs and a glory to God. Even if you're charismatic or automatic, this should still prompt a hallelujah. I'm ready to set things right. Not in the distant future. I'm going to do it right now. How many believe God is the God of the right now? Imagine God putting everything in order in your life like this. He did it for him. More grounded. More grounded requires you to make room for holy disruptions. Let's make a prayerful declaration. Let's just do it. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. In my family, in my faith, in my home, in my health, in my atmosphere, in my activities, I'm ready for divine interruptions. I am ready for a holy disruption that will change my life forevermore. Oh, by the way, not next week, not next month, not next year, but right now. If you believe that, give God a right now praise if you actually believe what you said. More of God will ground you, connecting you to the source. A light from heaven suddenly shone down around him and he fell to the ground. Jesus shows up and what happened? Saul fell. He fell. Cause and effect. Causation. Saul of Tarsus fell. Saul the Pharisee fell. Saul the persecutor fell. Why? Because the light of Christ. The light overwhelmed him. The light overpowered him. The light overtook him. He fell. He collapsed. He surrendered. Why did he fall? Why? This is the most nerdy preaching we've ever done here. So get ready for this. This is light grounded. Light grounded. Light grounded. There are certain laws in the universe. John Locke would call it natural law, and the philosophers of the Enlightenment, the age of reason. But it's God's fault. Let me explain. In the last 2 weeks, there are images coming from the Webb telescope. The Webb telescope is 1 million miles away from Earth right now. It's in an orbital perch. It is amazing. These are the images that we are capturing. We've never seen this before. If you're a nerd or if you failed science, you're probably twitching right now. You're probably going, no, flashback. Hold on, you're gonna get this in a second, I promise. Look at this image. This is the image. Look at the image of galaxies, hundreds of millions of miles away, light years away. Look at the beauty, the design. It's truly remarkable. The telescope, I love it. Nearly 1 mile away, it's astrophysics. I'm going through Google searching with the commentaries, not Christian commentaries, but the secular, the top leading minds regarding the universe, the astrophysics of the world. And I love just the reality that they are referencing this amazing intricacy of divine. I have to explain this. The laws that govern here on Earth, the same laws of physics, have been confirmed even via the conduit of the Webb telescope. The same laws that apply here apply for the entire rest of the universe. I don't know if you know what that means. The same laws, the same principles, the same ingredients. All right, it would be equivalent if I go to all of your houses and they all look the same. The inside, there are the same dishes in the same cabinets, the same food in the pantry with the same flat screen TV in the same place in front of the same sofa from IKEA that took you 3 months to build. 4 months to build. I threw mine away because I couldn't build it. And I'm a nerd and I went, this is diabolical. This is, there's nothing righteous about IKEA furniture and the instructions. I think it's the devil trying to test us. And I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I'd rather pay $1 million and have somebody else build it than spend 6 months of my life trying to interpret little things. And there's always a screw missing. There's always a nut missing. And they do it on purpose. Oh, back to the story. Every single thing in the universe is the same. And all these astrophysicists went, oh goodness, we can confirm the same laws apply here all throughout the entire universe. Like if one person created the laws and put everything together, it is perfect. Oh, and I even read of an astrophysicist who went, I used to be an atheist until, now look, watch this. This is beautiful. This has to do with this. You'll get it in a second. There are three substances in the universe. Google it. Three substances. Normal matter, dark matter, dark energy. Normal matter is the stuff that we see in the universe. The visible universe. You know what Harvard calls dark matter and dark energy? An invisible, unexplainable, undefinable force that somehow, beyond our ability to explain, continues to push the universe towards acceleration. Let me explain that. The smartest people on the planet say that there's an invisible force out there that continues to expand the universe. They can't explain what it is. They know it's real because they can measure it. They can see it. They go, we can't explain it. It shouldn't be this way, because gravitational pull from one big mass to another should prompt things to be going like this. And instead of things going like this, the universe is going like this. And they're asking, what is this invisible force? I want to give you the definition. It says, dark energy, meanwhile, is the name we give the mysterious influence driving the accelerated expansion of the universe. What in the world is that force? What is that force? I'm going to explain to you what that force is. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, I'm going to lay this out for you. Using science, not what you read. I'm using science now. The universe, 13.7 or 0.8 billion years of age, it continues to expand, continues to expand. Why does it continue to grow when it shouldn't be growing? Because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then things were dark. And then God said one time, that's it. That's your answer. He said one time, he gave one word one time, and he never said, turn the light off. The moment he said, let there be light, 14 billion years ago, that thing is still growing. And the word is still. I don't know if you get this, but you will. When God releases a word, that word doesn't die the moment he releases it. If God gave you a word 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, that word is still bearing fruit. If you believe it, praise like you actually believe it. I don't know if you understand what this means. Every word God has ever placed upon you, if God ever gave you a word, raise one hand. If you have a promise from heaven, be it through his word, through his spirit, through a service where God gave you a word, through your prayer time where God gave you a word, raise both hands. If there are so many words that you can fill up luggages filled with the umpteenth number of words that you have received from heaven, that you know it was God and not man, raise both hands and a foot. I don't know about you, but if I were you, this is evidence. Put a smile on your face. He gave one word 14 billion years ago, and that word is still bearing fruit. You know what Isaiah chapter 55 says? The word of God will bear fruit. Here it is. It is the same way with my word. I send it out. It will always produce fruit. It will always produce fruit. I need you to rebuke the devil in your life and tell him, this is the year that word will produce fruit. How many believe that? Oh, I feel this in your family, in your home, in your relationship, in your life. Are you ready for God's word to produce fruit? It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper to the outer edges of the universe. In the most difficult hours of your life, God's word will prosper everywhere he sends it. Whatever God's word, whatever word God has placed upon you, there's absolutely nothing that will be able to stop the fulfillment of that word. If you truly believe that, if you believe God is not a liar, and the God that said, let there be light, prompting the universe to continue to grow, is the same God that designed you and placed the word in you, and you're about to see growth, acceleration. You're about to see God's. Am I the only one? You are about, just like the universe is, you are about to grow with the favor and the glory of God like never before. If you believe that, now give God the kind of praise that lets him know that. Somebody lift up your hands. Somebody shout and just repeat after me. Every word will bear fruit. Every word will fulfill the word of God. And it will prosper. Say, it will prosper. it will prosper. I don't know if you're getting this. God's not going to fulfill half his promises. He's going to fulfill all of his promises.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Wait, stop for a second. If things are not grounded in my house, I could have the most beautiful appliances, the most beautiful television, the most beautiful whatever, and if I don't have a grounded wire, what would happen to my stuff in a surge or a storm?
Yeah, there'd be, you would blow up. Your TV would stop working perhaps, or your house might even burn down if there's nowhere for that electricity to go.
So being grounded is not a negative thing.
It's a great thing. Safety.
Grounded saves you.
That's correct.
From things blowing up, from things burning up, from things exploding, from things dying.
Right, and if I may geek you out a little more, because I know you're geeking out over light, and I am too. So think about this for a second. The light that comes from the sun,
yeah.
93 million miles away.
Yes.
It comes here on waves, like you said, perpendicular to the axis of travel.
Yes.
It does not need a conduit, right? It just gets here.
It gets here.
It's its own conduit.
Yes.
But we capture its energy
yeah.
through something like a solar panel, which converts that light energy into electrical energy in a conduit, okay? But it needs to be grounded, otherwise there could be damage. Likewise, the Spirit of God, unlimited power, does not need a conduit. He's his own conduit. But if we want to be used by God, we become his conduit. But if we're not grounded in the Word, in faith, in prayer...
So being grounded is not negative.
It saves you.
So this right here is not negative.
No.
The world says it's negative.
Correct.
The world wants you up on the stage, on the platform, flying, hype, exuberance, a zillion followers. The world, but God says if you really want to be thriving, if you really want to, you must be grounded.
But what if I don't think I need to be grounded?
Because if you're not grounded, your dream will blow up. Your purpose will burn up. Your life may actually be electrocuted. Your destiny may actually die. But when you're like this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you've ever been like this, don't whine about it. If you're like that right now in your life, if you say, Pastor Sam, I feel like I'm grounded, I have news for you. It's not the devil trying to hurt you. It's God connecting you to the primary source of...
Amen.
Are there any grounded people in the house here today? Are there any people here who are grateful that God has grounded you? How many understand that when you're, as Steve just said, grounded in the Word, grounded in the promises of
grounded
God.
Grounded in prayer.
Grounded in prayer. Grounded people will achieve more.
Amen.
And you gave an example of solar panels. You could put solar panels up. You could have optics and aesthetics.
Right. So, you know, some people think they don't need to be grounded. What if you don't think you need to be grounded? So one guy built a big solar farm, solar system, but there's no lightning storms. Like in California, when is there ever a thunderstorm? Hardly ever. So it's like, I don't need to ground it because there's no lightning. So a little rain came and created static electricity, just like you're rubbing your feet on a carpet. Little static electricity, and it created a spark and destroyed the system.
And destroyed the entire system.
Right.
But they thought they were fine.
Thought they're fine.
We have a bunch of solar panel people who they look like everything's fine. You look at the roof from top down, it looks great. All the reflection, right? But
I'm not doing anything dangerous. Environment's fine.
Everything's perfect. But if they're not grounded, no matter what the optics may be, no matter what you post on Facebook and Instagram, no matter what your selfie reel may be, if you're not grounded, come that storm or even come static electricity, a couple of things around you that begin to create some friction. Even
you.
Things around you, people around you begin to create some friction. You may end up losing everything because you're not grounded. I'm prophesying now. Every single person here, I'm here to tell you, I know some of you have gone, but I thought I had a calling. Lord, you gave me a promise 20 years ago, 5 years ago. I feel like I'm here. I feel like I'm here. I'm telling you, it's God telling you. I'm not punishing you, baby. I'm solidifying you with the current that has absolutely... You know what God is saying? I've had you here for a while, and you're going to continue to be grounded. But when I tell you to get up, you're not going to get up the way you went down. When I tell you to get up, you know who was on that ground? Do you know who was on that ground? The same guy who wrote, "Your grace is sufficient for me." Do you know who was on the ground? The same guy who was possessed with the Holy Spirit and ended up writing, "I can do
all things.
I can do some things. I can do the majority of things. I can do many. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Are there any grounded people in this auditorium here today? Lift up your hands if you're grounded. Lift up your hands really high if you're grounded. Lift up your head if you're grounded.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power, What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.